Welcome to the Conference Connection, your go-to place to get the scoop on what conferences are coming up that you need to know about. Here are your hosts, Paul Faust, president of RingBoost, and Seth Price, founder of Blue Shark Digital and managing partner of Price Benowitz.
Hey guys, doing Paul Faust here with RingBoost and Spear Consulting, along with my co-host, Seth Price from Price Benowitz and Blue Shark. And oh my God, do we have a guest for you this episode. Seth, do the intros.
Ken Hardison, he needs no introduction in this space. The long-standing Pilma Super Summit is upon us, this time in Denver, Colorado. Ken, very excited. What do you got in store for us?
Oh yeah, we're doing some new things this year. We're going to have the thing I've never done before. We're actually having a small breakout session at the end of one of the days. And I've got 16 experts, and you're one of them, Seth. And we're going to have roundtables set up where people can just go around to, like, somebody on TV, somebody on streaming, somebody on PPC, somebody on local, somebody on LSA, somebody on grassroots marketing, somebody on hiring, somebody, you know, everything. You get 16 different roundtables, and you can go around and just ask your questions. You know, it's going to be a lot of the speakers, but it's going to be some people that are not speaking too. You know, social media, everything. So that's kind of something new we're doing this year. We're going to see how it works. I saw it last year at another conference. It was a non-legal conference, and I really liked it. I was very fortunate. They let me sit at one of the tables on a marketing deal, and it was fun, and everybody really liked it. So hopefully the lawyers will like it.
You know, Paul.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. I think the conference has become sort of the same every year. When you shift things up and try new things, even maybe the first time it's a little uncomfortable for people, but then they're like, all right, this, yeah, we just got to get out of our habits. So now you're saying a lot of new things. Does that mean there is not going to be karaoke?
Oh, there's going to be karaoke Thursday night.
Of course it's karaoke. It would be a Pilma without karaoke.
I think it's 8:30 to lift. Another thing I did this year was I either made the receptions right close to when we get through, so people could go out and do dinners. A lot of the vendors like to do dinners. A lot of the people like to do dinners. Thursday night, we're going late, so you can go out to dinner and then come back for the party. You know what I'm saying? So we're trying to get it where people can go and network and meet up with their friends and different vendors that they're using, you know, take them out to dinner.
Right. Love it. One of the things we always ask people when they come on, and look, most people know Pilma. They know the Pilma Masterminds. They know you. But who should be coming to Pilma? You know, there's conferences that are for the trial lawyer. There's other ones for the COO. There's others for the firm owner, the paralegal. Who should be out here? Who should we see? Who should firms bring?
Firm owners, anybody in management in a law firm, and anybody in marketing. The marketing directors, marketing assistants, law firm administrator, COO, office manager, law firm owners, anybody that's trying to grow the practice and wants the latest and greatest, because we always bring in speakers that are on the cutting edge of what's new. We got two new speakers and one old speaker on just AI, how to use AI, marketing management, what's the new cutting edge technology. So yeah, we got an expert guru on Jeff Hansen on YouTube. We got an expert on LSAs. He's helped a lot of our masterminds, so I know he's the real deal. Thomas Glasgow. We got Seth Price and Nalini, who are experts.
Oh, I see him.
You know, and they do the same thing, but it changes, and that's what I think. You know, say, well, we got the same speakers on some of the deals. But we got 19 new speakers this year. I will say that.
That's awesome. So, Ken, just for people who don't know, if you want to register, what's the deadline and where do you go to register? Is it Pilma.com? Is it Pilma Mastermind? Where's the spot to go register for people that want to register?
Just type in Pilma Summit and you can sign up online, and also then they'll tell you where to get your hotel room, although the hotel is booked up.
If I'm correct, there's no spots for vendors. The vendors, the sponsors are sold out. Well done.
72 vendor spots as of last Wednesday.
How many?
Wow.
72.
Wow.
Yeah. This is, we had a lot of interest this year for some reason.
So vendors, you hear that? If you're one of the 72 vendors out there, invite your lawyers to sign up. The more lawyers that come in, the more conversation we all get to have with people. It's not Ken's responsibility to get people to the conference. It's our responsibility as a community. We want our law firms to grow. We want them to meet you, other vendors. So let's help promote Pillman and the other conferences we talk about because it's good for all of us.
Yeah. And the thing about that, Paul, and I push this to the vendors, bring two or three, get two or three of your best clients to come, because then when you're talking to somebody that doesn't know you, say, well, over there's Paul. He's been using me for 3 years. Ask him, don't ask me. Because, you know, I mean, I always tell people what you say about yourself is good, but what others say about you is golden, right? And so that's what you really need to do. I know some vendors say, oh, I don't want to because I'm afraid they'll go use somebody else. Well, if you're that scared of your deal, you probably don't even need to be there, to be honest with you, because, you know.
Well, I'm going to tell you, Ken, I've been a vendor thinks maybe before I had kids. You're one of my early mentors in the industry. I have not missed a Pillman in a long, long, long time. It is a great environment for lawyers and vendors. I can tell you as a vendor, if you don't meet with most of the attendees there, you didn't want to. There's time, there's hanging out. Speakers are great. Line of state. So this, I always tell people, look at a conference, look at three things. Look at who's attending. We know there's great people to come to Pillman. Who's speaking? Great speakers, right? And look at the vendors, great vendors. We have a formula for success and a new fun city. So we hope everybody joins Ken and Pillman and me and Seth out there.
You know, two things I'll jump on there. One, I think with Ken's tutelage, I think over the years I've evolved from going to conferences like Ken's, right? Ken's is about as drinking from the fire hose as you get. He brings people who are bringing updates in different areas as well as new ideas, which is what I love. But I think one of the things I found most challenging is you go, you get ideas, but it's getting shit done when you get back home. And that by bringing leadership team with you, it gives you a better shot at being able to implement when you come back. You know, I wish it wasn't like this, but very often if it's the entrepreneur, the evangelist's idea, they're like, ah, just another crazy idea. But when they go and they get to hear and drink what's being poured, they're much more likely to allow you to implement. You know, it's one thing to hear me to come and try to describe what Justin Lovely's doing, but when my team got to meet them when you did your AI breakout thing down in Carolina, to me, that is a differentiator, which actually will move the needle at the firm.
Yeah. And I try to get speakers that will give good, actionable, something you can take back home and implement, not just a bunch of theory or I call it fluff, you know, which is nice, but we'll have maybe two speakers that do that, but out of maybe 38 speakers, maybe two. But for the majority of it, it's going to be need to do this, this, and this if you want to get these type of cases, or if you want to be successful on the maps, or if you want to be successful on LSAs, if you want to be you know, we got some guy. I convinced a bunch of our masterminds to show, like, we got Matt Dubin's going to tell how he went from 300,000 to 16 million. We've got Lawrence LeBrock's going to talk about how in 2 years he doubled his net profit, and he's not a small law firm.
I mean, no, he's got a significant firm.
He's got a big firm. And then we got Malman up in Chicago is going to talk about social media. He's doing a lot of good stuff with social media. We got a little guy, a small law firm, the two-man law firm that's killing in Charleston, and they're having to go up against Sink and John Morgan, and he's doubled his practice 3 years in a row, and with not a big budget, not a big budget. I mean,
it's something that people look. This is inside baseball, right? Paul and I have an entire podcast on conferences, so we get it. But I think what the difference is, I could say this is, majority of the people you have speaking are not even putting a dime as sponsors into Pillman. The lack of pay to play that you've put together, where you actually have found the best speakers in different areas, many of whom were lawyers with nothing to sell. That when I started coming to Pillman, I spoke just a law firm owner. And so to me, I think that Paul and I've had a lot of discussions about the proliferation of conferences. You know, obviously you see them popping up and the challenge of, but I think what's kept the Super Summit strong was that it's volume. If one speaker isn't great, 30 minutes away from the next one, but it's consistent, high value, both out of the box as well as fundamentals. That combination is, you know, I don't think there's a better bang for the buck from the people who aren't there for the practice of law, but for the marketing and management, as the name says. That is what I think differentiates this conference.
Thank you. And, you know, I appreciate that. You know, and here's the deal. I've been doing it for 15 years now, and every year I offer a refund after the first day if you don't think you got, you know, 10 times your value, and I'll pay you up to $1,000 of reimbursement for your cost to get. And in 15 years, and this might be the year I get it, but nobody's ever asked for the money back. But
I still remember reading that when I went to my first Super Summit in Atlanta some 12, 13 years ago. And it was like, it was just the mentality that everybody else is like, you know, here it is. But like, you know what? If it's not for you, God bless and move on. And the fact is, it's a self-selecting crowd, I believe, that's come. It's almost like a fraternity at this point.
Yep.
Because all different groups are out there. And the fact that you're able to attract in this competitive environment that many interesting, thoughtful people focusing on the business of law, to me, is a testament to Ken.
So, guys, we got Ken's got the venue, got the speakers, got unbelievable vendors coming. The only thing left for you to do is register. We will all be out there. This is one that if you miss it, you know, don't complain to people that maybe your practice isn't going in the right direction. Everything is out there for you to succeed, and all the and the people there too. So, and get there, register.
One final thought, which is, I think the difference, and there are plenty. Look, there's a place for vendor. I'm both a vendor and a lawyer, right? When you hear a vendor speak, that's great. But when it's being used inside of a firm, that is the that's the game changer. So the list that Ken just gave of lawyers speaking about what they're doing at their firm, lawyers love to talk, they love to share, and the fact is that if you can take something that you said it before that's actionable versus theory, that is, to me, every time I leave Pilm, I have a list of 10 action items to put. Used to just throw them out there. Now they go into our quarterly rocks. But things that I'm like, we're going to get this done in the next 3 months.
Yeah. And I'm doing something special this year because of just what you said. Because at the end of the summer, I asked how many people got 10, how many people got 15, 20. And we have, you know, there'll be 20% that's got 30 things, but they don't know where to start. So, or how to get it done. So I'm actually going through and showing them kind of what you're doing with the rocks, but it's a little different. I call it quarterly strategic planning and doing two or three projects a quarter. And, you know, it's a combination of Rockefeller habits and the 12-hour week. I put it together about 4 or 5 years ago, and it's worked really well at Pilma for us. And so I'm sharing that.
I appreciate that, and I know that you, if you want to use the word rocks, is a heavy licensing fee to the EOS people. So God bless you, saving money left and right.
Yeah, I call it.
All right, guys.
Implementation on steroids.
Well, it's there for you guys, Pilma Super Summit. If you don't know, look, follow this. You'll see links. If not, you can always reach out to Ken, reach out to Seth, reach out to myself. And as always, I will ask you. Tell your lawyer friends and vendor friends in the industry to follow this page. We're here just to be a resource to let everybody know what events are out there and where you need to be. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Ken.
Thank you. Thank you. Y'all have a great – see you in Colorado.
See you there, my friend.
All right.
All right, Seth. I'll see you, buddy.
Thank you for tuning in to the Conference Connection. Make sure to hit subscribe if you haven't already, and we will see you for our next episode.